commodities, soft commodities, a.k.a. food. Also, soft commodities, a.k.a. coffee. I go to Simon Constable, writing at Barron's and Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications, but this time about coffee. Your coffee in the morning costs, but it's costing less now. Why? Simon, here's the puzzle. I learned from your Barron's piece that on August 25th of this year, 2022, a pound of Arabica beans cost $2.43 American. Now it costs $1.60 American. This is a mystery. How is it that coffee is cheaper than it's been for quite some time? And what does this mean about the future? Good evening to you, Simon.
Good evening to you, John. Yes, this was fascinating to learn about this. So I, of course, I don't keep all the knowledge in my head. I go to experts who actually know what they're talking about. This was interesting. So, you know, we've had some bad weather, particularly bad weather in Brazil, which is the largest coffee producer in the world and produces the, you know, where we get most of our Arabica beans from. There's the really good ones when you're having your cappuccino or your macchiato or whatever. So the price went up quite dramatically because of the bad weather affecting the crop. And that was just a real disaster for the farmers, but the prices did go higher. Then what happened is in September-ish time, August, September-ish time, it became clear that this year's crop that was being harvested was a very good crop, certainly a better one than it had been for a few years. Still wasn't mega brilliant, but it was a good one. And then something else happened. So when you have a good crop, people think, okay, well, there's going to be more supply, same old demand, you know, however many coffees you have a day per person in America and in Britain and Western Europe. So the price would go, went down a bit because of that. But then something else happened. So you know that the Federal Reserve has been putting up interest rates and the dollar, the US dollar has been soaring, which also means that all other currencies have been declining, or almost all of them. And that really impacts emerging markets. So there's another major coffee producer in the world, and that's Vietnam, which produces Robusta beans. They're a bit more bitter than Arabica beans, which are tend to be produce a slightly sweeter flavored drink. But when the dollar went up, the Vietnamese dong, which is their currency, that went down dramatically. It's a relatively fragile economy compared to the US or Western Europe. And people were sitting on bags of Robusta beans and basically saying, oh my goodness, I can get some really good dollars in for this. And these are unconverted dollars. And I've got bags of these beans, so I'll just sell them. So the world market was flooded with Robusta beans, which sent prices for Robusta beans down, and with it, Arabica beans as well. So you've got this slide, this dramatic slide in a few weeks. It just came crashing down and it couldn't be stopped and it fed on itself. And then it got down to a point where it wasn't going to go any further. It's likely to rebound somewhat up to the $1.90 to $2 range. That's what experts are telling me. But that will be a short-term thing because next year, based on what we're seeing in the flowering of coffee trees in Brazil, that's a very good flowering, one of the best ever. And that's going to have mean a good crop probably next year, which will send prices down again. And, that'll be good for everyone who likes a couple of cappuccinos in the morning.
So what we're looking at here is not only a supply issue, which has been true through the pandemic. We're also looking at a weather issue because Brazil has to concern itself with next year's weather. And I puzzle Simon about fixing a price on the flour that may or may not be damaged by bad weather. There's some guessing going on here. And also, who knew that Vietnam is part of the supply chain mystery that we have to solve coming back from the pandemic? Now, Simon writes for Barron's, which is the magazine that the traders and the big thinkers use all the time for commodities. We could have the same conversation about oil, about natural gas, about wheat. We're just talking about coffee and its worldwide impact. I'm looking at a cup of coffee all the time in the morning, but I read Simon and I think, now, where did this come from? Ah, yes, it came from Brazil. Brazil just had an election, not affecting any of this. Right, Simon?
None of the election stuff is affecting this right now. It may or may not do in the future. It's its political system is a little more volatile than the Britain's or European politics, although it's getting close these days. But yes, that shouldn't affect your coffee for now.
So none of the traders mentioned that we're having a change of leadership come January 1st from Jair Bolsonaro's right-of-center leadership, which is said to have favored entrepreneurship and the agricultural section. That would be beans. That would be Arabica. And using parts of the Amazon forest to plant or for forage. You understand. The agriculture, the late election accused Mr. Bolsonaro of opening up large parts of the Amazon to the farm faction. But Lula da Silva comes in, and he's said to be keen on the environment, but none of your traders mentioned this. So I'm now learning from Simon that the way that to watch this is on the London-based ICE, that's the trading platform. And what's the name of the commodity future, Simon? What's it called?
The commodity futures, you would look at Arabica futures there for that, but you could also go for an exchange-traded fund. I mean, trading futures, you have to go through a number of hoops because it tends to be done on credit, but you can skip that and go and buy an ETF, and its ticker symbol is J-O, as in Joe.
Right.
And that's the one you should get in the U.S. It's got a very long name. Don't worry about the name. It's basically an index of coffee futures. And go for that one, and you'll be able to basically capture a lot of the movements in price on coffee by owning that.
Now,
you want to do that,
this is all good news. We're looking forward to a good crop in the spring. Remember, Brazil is on the southern hemisphere, and so that what's important there is that this is their springtime, as we're moving into our wintertime here in New England or in the south of France where Simon sits. So in the springtime, you look forward to this crop, which is said to be a really good one, and next year's crop. Now, because we've delivered nothing but good news, Simon, we have to mention back home. I read in the London Times that it costs money to raise cucumbers. Tomatoes have also been hit by the cost of gasoline, and that they're rationing eggs because of supply chain problems back home, especially at Tesco. Simon, this is flabbergasting. Are you surprised?
I am disappointed, and I wish I could say I was surprised, but it seems that right now, if there's a disaster to happen in a minor way, then Britain will have it. I'm not sure what spell has been cast over Britain, and I'm glad I'm in France now. This doesn't look good. What has happened here is that there are long-term contracts with supermarkets like Tesco and Lidl and Ocado, which is a big group of supermarkets. They've had these long-term contracts which specify the price that the supermarkets will pay, but that didn't take into account the cost of the cost of actually growing or making these things, which has changed dramatically over the last few months. Half a year, whatever you want to call it. And that's made it impossible for farmers to actually make any money. In fact, cucumber farmers are, and this is pretty interesting, according to the Times, saying that they're losing 30 pence. That's about, maybe it's 38 cents on every sale of a cucumber, right? So if you buy, 10 cucumbers, then there's 10 times that. So it's 10 times 38 cents. And tomatoes have been badly hit as well. And that's because of these contracts and the rising price of gasoline. The issue with the eggs is even worse. So they've got the costs of feed and of gasoline and all the rest of it, but they've also got bird flu breaking out, and farmers whose chickens get bird flu have to pay the government to have a vet extinguish or basically kill each of those birds, and that can basically send egg farmer under basically into bankruptcy very quickly.
Food insecurity is what it's called, a combination of supply chain and the price of energy back home in Great Britain. But Simon is in paradise. He's in Occitane, France, in the south of France, where it never does anything but shine the sun and celebrate. Simon Constable, writing for Barron's Magazine about how coffee is going to get both a little more expensive but better within the next year, and looking back over his shoulder where he left Great Britain without eggs, without cucumbers, without tomatoes for winter. I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,